Small businesses face many challenges. Now some entrepreneurs say the U.S. government has become a concern. Losing a business to eminent domain is becoming a growing issue for many business owners and some communities as well. Here's commentator John McCann.
The post-burial play-by-play of funerals can feature analysis about an uncle's improperly trimmed mustache. Or somebody talking about, Big Mama never wore her lipstick like that. She sure didn't look like herself. Well, I guess not. The woman's been dead for a few days, so give the undertaker a break. Although the mark of a good mortician, indeed, is the ability to bury folk in fine fashion, to put them away real nice. It's why my people kept patronizing the Little Round Hut in Durham, North Carolina, when our family members died. There was my great-granddaddy, Lotus Landis. He wore bib overalls and gave my brother and me a quarter and a stick of beechnut gum when we'd ascend the wooden porch where he sharpened tools to earn more quarters. Because of his diminutive stature, we called him Small Granddaddy. Now, John Parker Sr., that was my granddaddy. We called him Rubber because, I'm told, he'd get drunk and his legs would become elastic. Now, Small Granddaddy and Rubber were enemies, yet they lived in the same rental house on Roxborough Street. Each kept to his side of the porch. My grandmother, Elvira Parker, we called her Mama, kept them from killing each other. They all died eventually, and J.C. Scarborough III buried every last one of them. Put them away real nice, the way it's been done at his funeral home for the century since his grandfather became the first black licensed funeral director in the state. Just trying to give his kind a decent burial, J.C. Scarborough Sr. found himself in that fraternity esteemed, in part, because undertakers were the few black people in the community who wore suits all day. See, once upon a time, black funeral directors were the businessmen who did everything from providing extra chairs for a civic club meeting to driving important people like Martin Luther King Jr. in fine cars known as combinations, because the hearse could double as an ambulance. Black funeral directors were steeped in the history of the community, kept tabbed on its current pulse, and stayed up with the news of the day. The likes of CNN have diminished that role, so we're able to get the news on our own, which is why everybody around here in Durham knows that Scarborough and Hargett Funeral Home is fixing to get cremated. Forced to move both in 1914 and 1968, the funeral home has another relocation date of September 2007. Mr. Scarborough is working on a deal with the county, meaning his circa 1970 structure will come down. The county doesn't care. It wants a new courthouse in that spot. For his trouble, Scarborough wants a fair deal that includes prime relocation space where he grew up, where his granddaddy established a family name in the funeral business. Mr. Scarborough told me, if you're going to put me out of my house, I at least want to stay in my backyard. In other words, don't just bury the man any kind of way. Put him away real nice.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.